Encanto Park in Central Phoenix has playgrounds, walking paths, and ponds, not to mention a big golf course. And most of the 222-acre park is covered by grass. Eli Perez-Ruiz is a geological sciences graduate student with ASU's School of Earth and Space Exploration. He met me in the middle of the golf course and showed me a chain-link fence box surrounding some meteorological equipment.
So with those two instruments, basically we can obtain the vertical flux of CO2 and water vapor that is
Perez-Ruiz was part of a team led by hydrologist Enrique Vivoni. Vivoni and the grad students spent a year studying weather conditions at Encanto Park.
Radiation, solar radiation, temperature, relative humidity. So
their findings were published recently in the journal Geophysical Research Letters. They found a system of irrigating meant to save water was actually causing a lot of evaporation and contributing to carbon emissions. Vivoni says Encanto Park, like a lot of parks, gets watered at night.
It's the idea that if you irrigate when the sun is not out, then you're potentially conserving more of that water against evaporation.
But Phoenix has an exceptionally hot, dry climate, especially this year when it had a record 48 excessive heat warning days. On those excessively hot days, Vivoni found all that heat built up in the Encanto neighborhood and got drawn into the cool, moist park at night.
And to our surprise, we find that the park loses a lot of water, not so much because of the solar radiation it receives, but more because the surrounding urban area adds heat to the park.
It's called the oasis effect, and it actually caused a lot of evaporation even after dark. But Vivoni's team noticed something else, too.
This really surprised us.
Vivoni found when the soil under the grass got wet from that nighttime irrigation, it started releasing CO2 into the atmosphere.
When we irrigate at night, we convert this park into a net source of CO2.
Now, Phoenix's Parks and Recreation Department prides itself on careful watering. Greg Bach with the department says the 185 parks in the city get watered by a smart, centralized computer system meant to limit waste.
If it has rained and we can save a few days where we don't need to water or water as much, we can adjust it that way.
So Bach says the department has a good relationship with ASU and will take a close look at Vivoni's findings.
We're certainly interested in what the results are and what that might mean for us.
Vivoni says his team's findings would apply just to hot, dry climates like Phoenix's, and mostly just to these excessively hot summer days. He says the research also applies more to large parks than to, say, your small, grassy backyard. But he says schools with sports fields, homeowners associations, or other groups that manage large turf areas could be impacted by this research.
The prior evidence, you know, in the literature didn't have any suggestion that this was a problem. So this is by no means the fault of park managers.
Vivoni says more research still needs to be done, and he says Phoenix doesn't need to get rid of all of its big turf fields. But he says some small changes to watering schedules might make grass in the desert a little more sustainable. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.